Hello and welcome to the Fitness Mindset Podcast with Kate Newdecker. So today I'm going to be talking about metabolism. This is because it's one of the most frequent things I'm asked about, and I think it's one of the most frequent things I hear from people is that they think they seem to have a slow metabolism. And I just want to explain it a little bit further for people so that they can feel a bit more empowered about it and feel like they are in control of the situation rather than that there's something wrong with them. So to begin, I'm going to assume that if you're listening to this and you're interested in learning more about your metabolism, then maybe you're interested in fat loss. So that's what I'm going to be assuming what you're aiming for. And if you're aiming for fat loss, then you generally would be aiming for, well, you will be aiming for a negative energy balance. So that means you'd be aiming for a calorie deficit. So you'd be burning more calories than you eat, than you consume. Now, assuming that you know about energy balance, I'm going to talk a little bit about your metabolism and what that actually means. So that would be the amount of energy that you burn in a day. So the total daily energy expenditure. I'm going to try and not throw too much jargon at you. However, you might have seen a lot of these abbreviations around anyway. So I'm going to mention them, but I'm going to try and be simple, a bit more simplistic. So the total amount of calories you burn is sometimes abbreviated to your TDEE, your total daily energy expenditure. This comprises of your BMR, so that would be your basal metabolic rate, or your resting metabolic rate. It is the largest amount of calories of your total daily energy expenditure, and that would be the amount of calories you burn literally just to live. So if you were literally lying on a bed, that would be how many calories that you're burning at rest. And this is aside from walking, fidgeting, doing anything. If you were to be heavier and taller, you would have a higher basal metabolic rate than someone who is petite, smaller, lighter. That would be very different. So when people are, for example, overweight and particularly they're heavier, then they would have a higher basal metabolic rate and they'd actually be burning more calories at rest. Now, the walking and fidgeting and moving around, that would be your non-exercise activity thermogenesis. So sometimes abbreviated to your NEAT. So this would be all the fidgeting, moving, doing things like when you're talking and you're gesticulating with your hands, which I personally do a lot, and just generally moving around and blinking. Even blinking is one of them as well. So that's what that would be. And then of course you've got your exercise. So that would be the amount of calories you burn when you're training and during your exercise. And then to a certain extent, you've got your thermic effect of food. So it's quite a small amount depending on what kind of food you're eating. Protein has a higher thermic effect, so you actually expend more energy digesting protein. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. So when we seem to think our metabolism is slow, that would mean that we think that the total daily energy expenditure is a low amount, in consideration that we want it to be high because we want to be able to eat more, essentially, or so that's generally what we like to do. We like to eat. So maybe you think that your metabolism is low. There are quite a lot of disempowering languages around, phrases around that. You might have heard people talk about starvation mode, the idea that your body shuts down and stops burning calories when you've been dieting for a while. And I'm going to explain where I think this came from and where I'm pretty sure it came from, actually, and why it's not, the phrase is wrong. The phrase is wrong. However, where it came from is actually founded in research. So there's no black and white for these things. There are no absolutes. However, I will explain where that came from. So with starvation mode, if you, in inverted commas, I hasten to add, basically, if you've been dieting for a long time and you are a bit tired and you start to feel like you have less energy, your non-exercise activity thermogenesis, so the blinking, the talking, the gesticulating when you're talking, sorry, and the walking might slow down. Have you ever had that thing where you're like, oh, should I take the lift or the stairs? I usually take the stairs. Ah, can't be arsed, I'll take the lift today. Things like that. It might build up over time. You might start taking the lift every single day. That obviously is then going to affect your total daily energy expenditure, and that your expenditure is going to be a bit less every day. And I've done it, we've all done it, where you start to move around a little bit less, maybe if you've been dieting for a while. That would be that what affects that, essentially, that plateau where people find that they stop losing weight. And I, instead of calling it metabolic slowdown, I like to call it metabolic adaptation. Our bodies are incredibly clever. So if you have been dieting for a while, it will say, okay, I am not going to expend so much energy on this because I need to keep that basal metabolic rate firing. I need to keep my body alive. So therefore, I'm going to expend less energy on walking around and fidgeting. You might find if you're a fidgety person, you might stop fidgeting so much. This is, again, it's going to affect that total daily energy expenditure and actually decrease it. So therefore, you're not getting that negative energy balance, that calorie deficit. And there is, to a certain extent, when you do lose a lot of weight, you are going to be decreasing your basal metabolic rate to an extent. Not a huge amount, not a massive amount, but you will a little bit. So if you've been dieting for a while and you do lose a lot of weight, that is going to affect that energy expenditure. So therefore, you are going to be expending less. So that's why I don't like to talk about, I don't like to use starvation mode as a phrase, because I don't think it's very helpful for people. I think as coaches, we do have a responsibility to use more empowering language, because if you have been dieting for a while and you find fat loss hard, which a lot of people do, if I were to then confirm that belief that fat loss is hard and that is something specifically wrong with you, that wouldn't be very helpful for you. So it's important that we make you feel like you're in control of this, which you are, and there isn't something necessarily wrong specifically with your body. It might just be that your lifestyle is a little bit, you have a lower amount of energy expenditure with the lifestyle that you lead, and therefore you need to make sure that you're increasing that energy expenditure so that you get into a negative energy balance again. That would be my recommendation if you are, for example, hitting a plateau with your fat loss. Or you can essentially take a diet break so that you get regain your energy levels again, you feel rested, and you feel like a mental break as well. I recommend that as well, if you have essentially hit that plateau. Or obviously you increase your non-exercise activity thermogenesis, make sure you get your steps up, make sure you're always taking, not taking the lift, for example. So those are two ways that you could do it. And I think a lot of the time people seem to think that their metabolism has slowed down with age. However, that isn't necessarily true. It's more so that they have stopped moving around as much and stopped exercising as much as when they were younger. As an example, I used to train as a dancer, so I was exercising a lot during the day. I walked to work and then I worked all my weekends on my feet in a bar. So my energy expenditure every single day was huge. It was massive. And then obviously after my career as a dancer, my energy expenditure went way down because I was actually working in an office sometimes. So I was sat down a lot of the day. So you can imagine if I were to carry on eating the same amount as when I was a dancer, I would essentially gain fat because you're going into a calorie surplus. So it's not that my metabolism was broken or slowing down. It was more that I was moving less. And I think you need to think about that as well. So what can you do if you seem to think that your metabolism has adapted, for example, and or you are steadily gaining weight? I would recommend, obviously, first protocol would be to increase your non-exercise activity thermogenesis. It's the easiest thing to do. Increase your exercise so that the intensity of your exercise as well. That can be a good one, a really good way of increasing the energy expenditure. But also there are some other little things that you can do. Now, the effects of the following things that I'm going to talk about are quite negligible, but they are, you know, every little bit helps, in the same way that if you take the stairs every day, that's going to help as well. So if you were to have a diet that is higher in protein, there is a thermic effect of protein that is more so than carbohydrates and fats. So therefore, you're going to be expending more energy when you consume protein and digesting it because it's harder for the body to break down. So that is a small thing that you can do. The effects of it are negligible, but it's something that you can do. Also, protein has very high satiety levels, so I do recommend it as well. And obviously, in terms of repair, it's important to include in your diet. Repair of your muscles, that is. You might have heard people talking about weight training, increasing muscle mass is going to increase your metabolism. To an extent, yes. However, again, the amount that your muscle burns in comparison to fat is actually quite negligible. So when you're looking at how many calories fat and muscle burn, muscle is slightly higher, yes, but you're only looking at, for example, 10 pounds of muscle burning roughly, very roughly, and there's different beliefs on this topic, roughly about 50 calories a day. So if you think about, that's like a hobnob or less than a hobnob, that's like 3/4 of a hobnob a day. So while I always promote the benefits of resistance training, always promote the benefits of gaining muscle mass, getting stronger, for obviously a multitude of different reasons, in terms of increasing your metabolic rate, it's not actually one of the biggies. It's actually not. That's why I always talk about increasing your NEAT, increasing the intensity of your exercise. And yes, okay, increasing muscle mass will increase your metabolic rate, which is important. However, it's actually more negligible than people think. However, it is one of the ways you can do it. So to round it up, really, if you've been dieting for a long time and you do feel like your metabolism has adapted in some way, there are little things that you can do, like I've said, to increase that energy expenditure again. And obviously, this would be aside from decreasing the amount of calories that you eat, that would affect that energy deficit again. However, I'm talking more about increasing your energy expenditure, the amount of calories that you burn. So I really do hope that this has been helpful and shed a bit of light on metabolism. I understand I've covered a lot of stuff that is quite confusing. I've used quite a lot of long words there, so I'm really sorry about that. I've tried to make it as basic as possible. However, if you've got any questions about literally anything I've talked about, do send me a message and I'll be able to chat about it a little bit further with you and explain it a little bit more. So if you want to send me a message, you can contact me on Instagram. I'm at Kate Newdecker, or you can send me an email, katenewdecker@gmail.com. And also you can go through to my website, www.katenewdecker.com, to obviously contact me on there. So I hope that you found this helpful. Thank you so, so much for listening. And if you have found it helpful, make sure you give it a screenshot and pop it on various social media platforms. And thank you so much.